Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation and happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. I don't know if I'm that happy. It's always like a little weird to be saying happy Memorial Day because today is the day we kind of set aside to honor men and women who died for the U.S. military. You know?
You know what, Portia? You're right. Let me rephrase that. We want to say thank you to those who are still among us and those that are serving our country. And we want to send some appreciation and love to all you guys out there who have made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting our nation.
Yeah.
That's true, y'all. But there is something a little bit happy about today.
What?
And that's the fact that lots of you got to take off work.
Yeah! And you know what? It's about to get even better because coming up, you will be shocked by some very antisocial celebrities and some big stars who are getting overshadowed by their own dogs.
Wow.
It happens.
Yep. But first, has anybody ever told you look like a celebrity?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Ricky really started this. Man, talking about I look like Conrad Murray.
No, he did, because I always say that about you.
Yeah.
But, you know, but if Conrad Murray ever becomes a big Hollywood star, you could totally be his body double.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Well, not his body double, but his face. Your body's unique.
Okay.
In fact, we have some pictures of Hollywood actors with their on-set doubles that are just dead on. Let's take a look at some of them.
Okay.
Now, you got Bradley Cooper. Now, he was spotted on the set of his new film, A Star Is Born, which he's starring and directing, and that's probably why he really needs this dude to work in a few shots for him. Take a look.
He's cute, too.
Yeah, he looks like him.
That's for a second, I couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah, you got to be careful now. Your body double shouldn't look better than you.
Tom Cruise filmed a car chase for Mission Impossible 6, and here he's getting ready to ride a motorcycle in a few scenes. But look at the dude who's a stunt double. They look like they're twins almost.
Ooh.
Now, but let's just say, like, if you're, like, a stand-in or fill-in for a guy as big as Tom Cruise,
yeah.
Do you think he gets the same perks? Because I would imagine if Tom Cruise's coffee's hot, it's just going to be, like, warm. Like, Tom Cruise gets the trailer, he gets trail mix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Well, some of those look pretty good and all, but there are some of them that are just have you flat out laughing. Have y'all ever seen J-Lo's stunt double?
No. No.
Never?
No.
All right, so check out this picture of them standing side by side on the set of her music video, Follow the Leader.
Chaba.
That's a man, baby. That's a man, honey.
That's a man, honey.
All right, we see you, Benny, from the block.
Oh, my God.
Benny.
But anyway, baby, there's nothing compared, honey, to Miss Penelope Cruz's stunt double, honey. Look at this, honey.
Is that go naked hair?
Hell no. He need to just go naked.
No, he don't. Well, moving on, y'all. I love this story because I'm a huge animal lover, and we're going to talk about stars who have famous pets.
Aww.
Like who?
Well, Katy Perry's dog recently landed a national ad campaign.
Really?
Yes, her little dog's name is Nugget, and he's a micro teacup poodle. He is now the face for Citi's Double Cash credit card.
I do not trust a dog with a credit card. I had a dog that took my card.
I mean, that's true.
A dog.
Like a male
dog? No, but it shows the innocence of, like, they're not trying to get over on you. There's no hidden fees.
No, but cats are a little more private. I can trust
them. Exactly. I don't like no cat now. Cats are not trustworthy. They will scratch your ass up and scratch your furniture up and then pee.
Well, you're going to hate this because Taylor Swift's cat is actually in a Diet Coke commercial.
I think this is a double in this Coke commercial because her Instagram picture of Olivia looked totally different. Olivia, she don't look as quite as cute in that Instagram picture now. She need a damn filter on that cat on that Instagram picture. That ain't okay.
Yeah, the double is actually the same guy who stood in for Penelope Cruz. Well, you know, like doing a little commercial is nothing compared to this. Now, everybody knows Michael Jackson's beloved monkey, Bubbles.
Yeah.
He's getting his own movie.
What?
Now, they claim it is not a Michael Jackson story, but it's about the chimpanzee's point of view as he encounters all these humans, which I guess means at some point or another you're going to end up running into King of Pop Michael Jackson himself. Mm. But I wonder which Michael Jackson.
Better not be a tell-all. This thing, this Bubbles better not be telling the tea.
Bubbles been around for a whole lot.
Bubbles done seen a lot, baby.
So at the end of the day, a Bubbles story. Take it or skip it.
Oh, I want to see it because I got to help some money go to Miss Catherine, honey, because you know she giving all the money from the Jacksons.
Don't you drag no other story into here about no Bubbles and Miss Jackson. Don't you do that.
Take it.
All right, y'all. So now, I don't know a person in this room who couldn't survive without being able to post on some form of social media. Y'all are addicted.
Who could not survive? I would be so fine.
Me really? Too, honey.
What?
I'm sure not addicted.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably bite my fingers off.
Hmm. Oh, well, there's a lot of celebrities who are absolutely opposed to being on social media.
Really?
Like, take a look at America's sweetheart, Sandra Bullock. She says she cringes at the idea of posting selfies because it's this false projection of one's life.
Exactly.
That's true.
That is so
true. Well, it depends on what people post, if it's a false projection.
She said it's a false projection. That's what it's for, honey, for us to flex on Instagram.
Now,
nobody want to put their real damn depressing life on Instagram.
Nah, I want to see people at their lowest moments. I want to see you hungry.
Nah, I don't.
Be real
and
on
plus,
it, honey.
Just don't put everything on there.
Yeah, it's a fake world. We got to get, it's an escape. That's all.
Nah, we want to see the reality of it. Oh, somebody just broke up with you. Let me get that selfie.
Crying.
Like, Jennifer Lawrence wants mostly no part of social media either. She's got an official Facebook page, but she isn't on Twitter, Snapchat, or Instagram. She said, I will never get Twitter because the internet has scorned me so much. And I feel like I'm that girl in high school, like, you want to talk about her? I'll take my hoops off. I'm ready to go.
Oh. She getting knocked up your book?
Getting ghetto.
Yes.
I can't knock a hustle, though.
I ain't mad at her.
Well, she may not have an official Twitter page, but she does have a fan page called JL Daily. And guess who follows that?
Who?
Head Crack.
Guilty as charged.
What?
We didn't know you were that into Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, you guys all have the Fappening to thank for that.
Oh, you wanted to get those pictures that they released.
My interest was piqued.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about George Clooney. He says, I don't, for the life of me, understand why any famous person would ever be on Twitter. So one drunken night, you come home, if you had too many drinks, and you're watching TV and somebody pisses you off, and you go, and fight back, and you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning, and your career is over. And it happens.
Yes, it does. We've done story after story about these celebrities who tweet things and get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I did make a suggestion to somebody last week, though.
What?
Somebody had something to say, and I told them to go to the kitchen, get two slices of bread, put it in the middle, and eat that.
Oh,
that was cute.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Is barbecue sauce on?
Mayonnaise. I want to press the like button, like.
Mayonnaise, salt, pepper.
Y'all nasty.
Hey. Well, Julia Roberts has an unofficial Twitter account, and over 500,000 followers are following it, wow, including Judd Apatow and Shonda Rhimes. But the account has never sent out one tweet.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, not one.
And they still following them?
Waiting with bated breath for them to post something.
Just like we did when Janet came on and when Halle Berry came on. They didn't post, but I was following it.
Just in case.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
Just in case.
Well, y'all, Ashton Kutcher has the distinction of being the first person to reach 1 million Twitter followers, but his wife, Mila Kunis, wants no parts of it. She said, I don't want people thinking they know me to the point where they feel comfortable coming to my house without being invited. For security reasons, being on social media just wasn't worth it. I'd rather have my privacy.
I love that. That's cute.
I'm feeling her on that.
Yeah.
Well, yo, the best people to follow sometimes are, like, comedians because, like, you know, typically, they deliver and give you the funny.
Yeah.
And shockingly, Amy Poehler says she's not a social media person. She believes the amount of Instagram selfies are crazy out of control, and she isn't on Twitter because she feels like her feelings will get hurt. She said, like somebody tweeting, call me crazy, but I think Amy Poehler's attractive. And you're like, okay, thank you. Right. Or like somebody writing, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that I'd have sex with Amy Poehler. Apparently, she just wants somebody to say she's pretty.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler, you're pretty.
You are pretty.
Mm-hmm. I promise y'all, I don't know how y'all do it. Plus, you live on social media.
I live on it.
It's like you don't have a light. I'm like, honey.
Yeah. You know, it's like when you sit still, that's the only time I get, like when I'm sitting at work, when we on break or something like that, or when I'm at home and I finally sit down.
Yeah.
Like you get a chance to scroll through and you want to see because you want to get the good comments as well. The good comments make you feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
So, then the other ones, you just send them a bird.
What else you going to do while you're driving?
Oh. Yeah, you probably do it too.
Oh, I'm joking. Don't text and drive. Dish Nation. So, Baywatch is one of the biggest reboot movies of the year, and one of its biggest stars, the beautiful Indian actress Priyanka Chopra, has opened up about how Hollywood is finally becoming more racially diverse.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Okay.
Here's what she had to say. People want to put you in a box. When I started out, people at auditions would be like, can you use your Indian accent? And I'm like, I'm speaking in my Indian accent. This is how we speak in modern India.
Oh.
Sounds about right. Sometimes people's only experience with Indian people is like Apu from The Simpsons. So, like, they have a skewed view as, like, how Indians really sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Well, my thing is, I make it very clear, I'm not going to be your flaming sissy. So, oh. I can't go too gay, honey, because I don't want, you know.
You don't want nobody expecting that all the time.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. No. You're right.
But we love Gary when he's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. But, honey, but could you get stereotyped?
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
You know,
you're
you won't be stereotyped like, oh, child, you need a gay. Oh, call Gary. No, I mean, that's 1%, honey. We got 99% of me that's, honey, around.
That's right. Why we got to show them these other sides, man. You got to grow that beard
right.
in, man.
Oh,
show them
no.
how you can grizzly it up.
Now, Gary with the beard.
I don't want to be thrown out the sorority now.
Gary, why don't you do Gary with the beard for us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Turn into Gary.
What up, Brad?
Uh-oh.
What's going down, Bo?
How you doing, Gary?
Baby, fine. What's up, chick? What's up, crack?
Not much, man.
Go
how
back
you doing,
down,
man?
Go back down.
All right, man.
Yo, what's
go
the
ahead.
Plan for the weekend, man? We getting out of what?
Man, I'm going to call Portia and see if she want to go to the beach. Portia, what's up, chick?
No, the football game.
Oh, it's the football
beach.
Game?
The beach.
Oh, the beach.
Oh. He want to run down the beach on the hand. He already lost
it. Seconds away from the
If you was
deep cover, they would have made you.
Well, one actress who helped pave the way for hundreds of Latino stars is Jennifer Lopez. Now, we all know she has a body to die for, but guess what?
What?
She love to eat.
Oh, we can tell.
You have to know that.
You can tell that?
Yes,
you can
tell. It almost to a booty.
Well, that's what her World of Dance co-judge, Neil, found out when she invited him and the other judges to a pizza party at her Bel Air estate. Oh. Here's what he said. He said she lives on a literal compound. That's where I realized just how much J-Lo can eat. She finished the whole half pizza by herself.
Oh, mm-hmm. Neil, why are you telling on that girl?
Yeah, no, like, don't tell the girl secrets, Neil.
Yeah, A-Rod knows she eat like that yet.
But would you be mad if somebody, like, told about your snacking, like, you know, abilities?
Yes, unless I agree that we're going to discuss it publicly. Hell yeah, I'd be mad. That's not the world's business. Well, yeah. I think it's okay as long as you look good. But let it be a big bitch. And you talk about what she eat. She's going to be mad as hell.
Right.
Okay? She's going to be like, yeah. Son of hell.
All right, y'all. I'm going to need y'all, honey, for a serious debate, okay?
Oh, my God.
You're all right, serious?
Honey. Now, it's time to answer a question that has been troubling me, honey, for some time now.
Put it out.
Oh,
what
God,
do you want?
Gary, what is it?
Which Jonas Brothers has the better abs, Joe or Nick?
That's what you're talking about. You know what?
That's right, yes. Baby. It's time for an absolutely fabulous special, honey. And today, we're comparing the abs of two of the hottest brothers in Hollywood, Nick and Joe Jonas. So here we have y'all, Joe Jonas modeling in the 2016 Guess campaign. Now, he is wearing jeans, underwear, and a whole lot of baby art.
Is this picture lickable? Ah.
Look at this.
He looks good. Amazing.
So next up, y'all, we have Nick Jonas, honey, in TV series Kingdom, y'all, where he plays, y'all, a fighter who is secretly gay.
Joe got the best abs.
Now, Joe looks like he could be slidding off. I mean, he's just so oily and glistening. It'll mess up your clothes.
And if you're going to show off some abs, you got to oil them down.
Oh, you oil them?
Yeah. Yes. He hired some people to rub him down.
Yes,
and the other guy look a little dry. Hey, Craig, who has the best abs?
You like it dried or wet?
My ribs?
Yeah.
What are you asking me? This is weird.
You like it saucy?
In this situation, I'm going to pick the dry rib.
You like the
dry? So he like Nick.
The dry rib is more common.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nick got it.
He's secretly gay fighting. Yeah, you like Nick.
Whatever.
Yes. That's beautiful. Thank you, head crack. All right, y'all. Up next, honey, which superstar, honey, has been throwing more shade than me?
Nobody.
That's impossible.
We got all the details after this.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, people.
Welcome back.
All right, y'all. Kingdom is set to return for its final season this Wednesday. So make sure you tune in for that. But to give you a little tease, we sent the homie Andrew Freund to hang out on the set. Check it out.
Hey, Dish Nation, Andrew Freund here on the set of Kingdom, and I am about to take you inside with the cast. Okay, Frank, let's talk season three. I mean, this is even to get to season two is epic. Going to season three, that's even more epic in this crazy, you know, TV world we live in.
No, it's crazy. I can't believe it. I mean, are we still even here?
I mean, I think so. Yeah.
No, it's, you know, it's a testament to what I still continue to believe is one of the best shows, albeit not the most recognized shows, but one of the best shows I think is on TV.
You win, you go out on your own terms. You lose. They push you out. I may be too old to fight, but I'm never too old to be a legend.
If you could get into the ring with anyone right now, who would it be and why?
It would probably be Conor McGregor, just because he's Conor McGregor. So yeah.
You wouldn't be scared?
No. No. I've been knocked down a few times.
All right. Okay, first of all, where am I right now?
Well, in the imaginary world of our television show Kingdom, you are on the set of Navy Street MMA out of Venice, California. But in reality, we're here in North Hollywood, California, right off the 170 freeway. And this is our gym. This is our fictional gym.
So why Kingdom? We don't see you act a lot. Why Kingdom? Why was this a role that you wanted to do?
Well, I sort of stopped acting for a very long time. And I'll tell you what happened. My son, Robert Schwartzman, directed a movie called Dreamland, and I got to play the mother. And it's a very interesting thing when your son says action and cut, right? And suddenly I felt emboldened. And I knew about this piece, Kingdom, and I love the actors, love the piece, very classy. Very interesting piece. And so they called, and I figured, oh, I can do it. I was coming out of that kind of endless retirement, so here I am in the kitchen.
We're here, we're in a kitchen in the valley. Can you show me around the gym?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do it. And you kind of move like this. It's pretty heavy. Come on. That's pretty good. We're gonna do, normally we do quite a few of those in
this
a row.
Is my CrossFit's not
You did great, you did great.
Let's get closer. Perfect.
All the way up and all the way down. Yeah, that was pretty good, look at that. Try two hands now. Well, you know, hey, you're getting it.
Have you ever gotten really hurt in there?
I've not gotten hurt in this cage, but I have gotten hurt in a cage before. Yeah, the first season, I got my eye popped open, so it was a good 14 stitches. But we used super glue to suture it back up so I could finish the day.
You're a slave to your craft.
We're a slave to our craft, indeed.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the Cannes Film Festival wrapped up this weekend. If you didn't make it this year, don't worry about it. It's always next year.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies and gentlemen, can we take a moment to grade the shade that Sir Elton John threw? Now, he was on a panel with his longtime writing partner, Bernie Taupin, answering questions from Spike Lee about the music industry. And here's what he said. We were before the MTV generation, and I'm glad we were because we were real artists. The MTV generation brought along a lot of people who were great, but a lot of people who just made videos. So a lot of the artistry went out of the music.
Whoa.
All right.
That was big time shade.
Now, how would y'all grade the shade?
Well, he gets an A because this is the truth. Back in Elton John days, honey, with real music, with instruments and all that, the new generation, the MTVs with the videos, the ass shaking and all that, that's what made everybody just get, oh, that was not real music.
As somebody who's had some music videos played on MTV, how do you feel about what he said?
I don't know.
You don't know, baby.
I'd just rather sit this one out.
Because Brad Vito was on BET, they didn't make to MTV.
Oh, bitch, that's a damn lie.
Oh, y'all, Gary. Your video was on MTV?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Don't you do that.
Oh, don't act like she was on Uncut.
That's what I wasn't on Uncut, what you were watching.
Okay.
See, Elton John threw some shade, Gary threw an eclipse.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
We know you don't know nothing about music if it ain't Diana Ross.
Okay,
bitch.
Thank you.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.